And while we're on the subject of gardens, or Disney films for that matter, here's a hint about what our next story is about.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1.
A bit of dialogue there from Disney's A Bug's Life to get us started on the subject of ants. See, there's an ant invasion going on in Britain right now, or so you'd think from reading the headlines over there. They're not just any ants, mind you, but Asian super ants. The alarm was raised after a new colony of these unwanted visitors was discovered near London. So we asked the world's Andrea Crossan to see what the hype is all about.
Everyone remain calm. There's no reason to panic. Or is there?
The skies above and the seas below, infested by swarms of nightmare creatures, crueler, deadlier than the armored giants of prehistoric eras.
Okay, that's a bit dramatic. And so is this headline from a British tabloid today. Super ants are on the march across southern England. First of all, they're not super as in huge. They're ants. They're little critters. But they are a pest. And these little pests, believed to be from Asia, have been in Europe for some time. David Bullock is head of conservation at Hidcote Manor, a historic estate in Gloucestershire, England. He's had a great deal of experience with this particular ant species, and he told our friends at the BBC all about them.
They've been here for at least 30 or 40 years, as far as we reckon. Huge colony in the buildings and also in all the glass houses and greenhouses and in the garden itself.
So if they've had them for decades, what's the big deal, right? This species of ant doesn't bite. It doesn't even fly.
There is this problem with it. It's attracted to electrical currents.
That's right. This ant has a fatal attraction to electricity.
Unlike the very, very similar native black ant, which you find in your compost bins and out in the garden and so on, it comes into houses a lot and it's attracted to electrical currents.
Too many Asian ants and zap, you've got a fire hazard. And that's the other thing. Too many ants. That's what's super about them. These bugs create massive interconnected underground colonies spreading out over miles.
They're super in terms of the numbers in the colony. It's a multiple queen ant, so there are lots of queens underground pumping out worker ants and into the millions. So these are super colonies. That's what the super ant means.
So is it time to build that concrete bunker and stock it up with canned goods and prepare for the invasion of these fire-starting super ants? Apparently not. There are no colonies of this particular type of ant in the U.S., so there's nothing to be afraid of. Yet. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.